you buy a new car or build a new house, there's a good chance all that stuff to build it sat in a Chicago area rail yard for a while. Railroads from the East Coast, the West Coast, the South, and Canada all converge there. Trains in Chicago compete for tracks, so they practically crawl. Canadian National Railway doesn't like it, and PR guy Jim Cadera says no one in America should like it either.
Everything anybody eats, drinks, wears, lives in, moved by rail, one point or another in its production chain. If we as a transportation provider can offer afford a better service for our customers, ultimately that contains a cost structure with the ultimate beneficiary being the consumer.
Cadera says Canadian National has a fix. It would buy a competing rail line that runs a loop around Chicago. The company would shift trains to that less congested track. The deal needs federal approval, but before that happens, Chicago area towns are fighting over it. Those along the current route tell horror stories of living with too many trains. But suburbs along the proposed bypass route don't want those hassles in their towns. One place that would benefit by train traffic moving away is South Holland. Mayor Don DeGraff says a quick car ride shows why he supports the deal.
We're approaching an intersection where it's not at all unusual where we have a train blockage.
I was going to say, speak of the devil, look right up ahead.
It's right up in front of us, and this is a daily occurrence.
I mean, it's not moving.
No, it's just standing there. And the reason is very simple. There's no place for these trains to go.
DeGraff says inconvenience is the least of his worries.
It becomes almost like a Bermuda Triangle, where you can't go from one side of the town to the other side of the town, so we rely on a neighboring community to provide us with some additional fire protection for situations like we're experiencing right now, where a train is blocking the crossing.
South Holland is just one of 66 towns that could benefit from Canadian National's buyout of the bypass route. But dozens of towns are fighting the deal. One of those is Frankfurt. Frankfurt gets just a trickle of rail traffic, but it might get four times as many trains going through town. Resident Ken Gillette's backyard is right next to the bypass route.
Here I buy a house out here, and 10 months later, this is going to go through. And I had actually told my wife she wanted the house, and I says, no, one day those tracks could be sold, and there'd be, you know, hundreds of trains going by there every week, and sure enough, that's what happened.
Did you guys have some serious discussions after that?
Oh, yeah. Not good ones, you know.
Other Frankfurt residents have similar stories. It's little wonder the town wants the government to stop Canadian National's buyout deal. But Mayor Jim Holland says Frankfurt is not just being selfish. He says suburbs will want protection from traffic hazards, and Canadian National is offering to pay a fraction of the cost.
It's assumed that the American taxpayer will eventually have to pay for the overpasses, the extra gates and such that will be put on the railroad. And this is mostly United States tax dollars that pay for those.
There's no perfect ending to Chicago's rail traffic mess. Even when companies like Canadian National want to fix the problem themselves, everyone pays. We'll likely pay to soften the blow to towns that will see more trains passing through. But we also pay higher transportation costs if too many trains sit idle. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.